You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris. I wanted to spend a couple minutes addressing what happened today twice, just because it's kind of timely to document things as they happen so I don't forget and they might benefit someone. So it's Friday, heading into the office this morning. And early this morning, I got an email from a friend of mine who markets Medicare supplements, and he does an online marketing approach similar to what I do. And he was contacted this morning or last night by an agent who reached out to him based on his Medicare marketing, because the agent was looking for it, to see other people who are online as well. And the agent says, "You're obviously successful in the Medicare business, and I want to be, so I will move all of my contracts to you if you will take the time to teach me everything that you learned on how to do the Medicare business." So this agent friend of mine, who's a member of MedicareAgentTraining.com, forwarded me the email to see if I wanted to work with this guy. So I looked up his name, any contact that I've had with him, and guess what? He's joined MedicareAgentTraining.com, not once, but twice. Joined, canceled, joined, probably is going to cancel again, and has implemented nothing from what he's been watching. And constantly looking for what is coined in the industry as shiny object syndrome. Ooh, there's something that's going to make it easier. I'll just jump on that. This guy looks like he knows what he's doing. I'll offer him my lucrative millions of dollars worth contracts, even though I've never sold anything. And maybe he'll stop everything that he's doing and tell me to do the same thing, which is get off my butt and start going to talk to people. It's got to be an easier way. Got to be an easier way. There's a lot you can do to make this business easier. I talk about it all the time. And when there is something easier to be done with it, I come and tell the people at MedicareAgentTraining.com. What you can't get out of is the fact that you have to get off your butt and at some point stop buying new stuff, or in this case, offering all of your wonderfully lucrative contracts to anybody and everybody who you think has the miracle shiny object that will suddenly make your business an overnight instant success. There are no shortcuts. It is very simple, but it's not easy. And yes, I understand and fully acknowledge that 90% of the people who sign up or get a license will never become successful. But you know what? That's not because the system doesn't work. It's because the people who sign up for it, thinking it's that next get-rich-quick thing, never do anything with the information that they got. And that's nothing I can help. Motivation is bullcrap. What is reality is making a decision. So the only people that I know, it's like my friend Campbell, so many people that I know were at varying stages of success in their business until they made that overnight decision. Either things got tough enough and they thought, I've had enough, or things got desperate enough that their family says, we're going to be homeless unless something happens. But it's always the problem with the people who are right now comfortable enough that they don't have to do the hard work. They're comfortable because their spouse makes a good income. They're comfortable because their family has money. They're comfortable because they're not hungry. You know, I've never seen a better scenario set up for an agent who's going to be successful than somebody who's hungry, somebody who's desperate to make something work, and rather than have money to go out and spend in the bars and hanging out with friends, instead of having the money to do that, the only money they have left is for putting food on the table. So what they're going to do is they're going to bust their butt and make something happen. My son CJ last night sent me a message that he just wrote two people on Cigna, and those two people that he wrote, he had cold called himself on the dialer. And he's like, these are people I've cold called myself. Lesson learned is, every day I've got to be hunting new prospects. Every day I've got to be prospecting. So CJ has somebody else doing prospecting for him too, and guess what he's doing on top of that? He's on the dialer doing his own prospecting too, to make everything fire on all cylinders, because there's no safety net there. He's on his own. He's making this stuff work. It does work. And it is very simple process to put yourself in front of people. There's no shortcut to getting in front of all those different people. You have to get your message out. But anyway, it's this whole shiny object syndrome. Then I just got a message on Facebook. This is the second thing. As I'm getting in the car to go to the office, I get a messenger message on Facebook from somebody who joined Medicare agent training and canceled. Join and canceled. Guess how many times they viewed the stuff on the site? Less than 10 times. So they're not watching the hundreds of videos that could be helpful, where you could find that one idea that you thought you didn't have and now you suddenly have. And this agent messages me on Facebook, says, I'm so desperate, nothing I've ever tried has worked. I'm willing now to listen to what you had to say. Now I'm going to join again. It's all a decision, folks. And when you've made that decision, then you need to, as I've said before, totally immerse yourself in the culture. Everything you listen to has to be on personal development, self-improvement, sales training, closing, conversational techniques with people, what's going on in the business world, know your industry, study every news article that comes out every single day about Medicare, and all that is stuff that you do at night when you can't talk to clients, and work on your website, put out videos, put out articles, write things, set up an online presence. What are people going to find when they look for you online? They need to be finding what you want them to find about you when they look for you online. Don't just leave it up to random stuff. You know, I had a couple of agents this week talking to me about online marketing. They're asking questions about online marketing. And so, you know, just for giggles, I'll go out there and Google search their name. Nothing. Google search their name with Medicare in it. Nothing. They've not even set up a basic like business card of the 20th century, just even having a basic bare website with their name on it, much less a Facebook page, a Google Plus page, a profile page, a landing page for their website, nothing that they've ever written, no article. And yet you expect to be an online person where people will actively find you? How are they going to find you if you don't even have the basic stuff set up, which I've covered on MedicareAgentTraining.com. So anyway, the people who are looking for the next shiny object, this is not it. This is not a get-rich-quick opportunity. This is a get-rich-slow opportunity that is very simple and not very easy. I'm glad it's not easy. You know why? Because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it right now. It would be such mediocrity in our business of sales and helping seniors like this that the income that we would make would be about $20,000 a year instead of $20,000 a week. So I'm just wanting to encourage the people who are on the right path. Stick to it. It's worth it. It pays off. It builds. You can't beat compounding residual income. You can't beat it anywhere. You can't beat it with a freaking giant freaking stick. You can't beat it, because the stress level goes down immensely when your income outpaces your bills immensely. But getting to that point is a decision that is left for the top 10%. I don't know why it is, except that you get to the point in your life where you throw that switch and you say, the breaker is now flipped. I'm going to go all in. So my question to you today is, have you made the decision to go all in? No matter what it takes, no matter how many hours, no matter how many tools you have to study and go get on your own to implement, not buy and sit on a shelf. You know, and Tony Robbins talked about the fact that online courses, 70% of people never open the material on a purchased online course. 70% never open the material. How do you expect to succeed with what you purchased, with what you want, the end result of that information, if you never open it and implement it? You know, I've said thousands of times already that I'll cover something in an in-depth video. It happened yesterday again. An agent's asking me, hey, is there any company in the market that will pay commission on guarantee issue business? Yeah, matter of fact, I covered that 3 weeks ago. Is there any business, any company out there that'll take somebody with atrial fibrillation? Yes, covered that a month ago. Like, are you not watching stuff that's in your industry? How dare you? It's like walking into a bank and you work as a teller in the bank, right? And you've got this big freaking billboard, just like we had at the sheriff's office, big billboard that says things you need to know before going to work today. And there's a big poster on the billboard that says this guy, here's his picture, robbed three of our other branches yesterday. This is kind of information that you need to know so you can spot things going on in your business. Well, same thing in our industry. If there's any new nugget of information, and whether you're one of my competitors and you're a member of the site and you know 10 times as much as I do, great. But if you know what? If you stick around and you get one idea that could help your business by 1% per year, I know that's why you're subscribed to the site. Because professional people, even at a higher level, way higher than I am, still want to see, they still have their fingers in. And I see all the logins from these other big FMOs out there, and they're wanting to see what's new, what's the culture, what are people discussing, and what are the problems going on, and what are the opportunities happening. So if you're not a professional, unsubscribe, delete everything, go get a job, but you better get them quick because the jobs out there that are paying a minimum wage are going fast. It is only the people in the future that are going to succeed that provide value to people and that they can't live without. And I firmly believe that our senior market, no matter if it's today, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, our seniors are going to need agents who can empathize with them, who can listen to them, and can bring value-added solutions that a robot or a website just can't do. And so that's a long-term successful venture to get behind and to invest the time and energy into building residual income from. Just some thoughts that I wanted to share with you this morning. Don't get after the next shiny object. Grab a hold of what you've got and consume it and then go put it to practice. That's a decision. Take what you've got. You've got enough. You've got enough right now. Consume everything that's in there. Don't reach out and ask questions and try to find the next mentor and try to ask somebody else for help if you've not even taken the time to study what you already have. So that's the word of the day. Take care. See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.